This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, the sister site, I guess you would say, to Agenda 21 Radio. It's sort of a sister, brother-sister thing going on here. NewCaliforniaState.com. NewCaliforniaState.com for all of your information about New California. And yes, there is hope. If there's one thing that New California State has given to the multitudes, about 40 million people, is hope. That yes, California is that shining beacon out there on the hill. It's a little burnished right now. We're going to, brush it off. We have 50 shining stars out there. That's right, shining stars. They are all 50 beacons of hope. And they all have to work together. And we hope that with New California, we're going to be the 51st beacon shining star out there on that flag. Anyway, I just got off the phone and then somebody from an international area. I'm not going to say where. And it was very, very heartening. About a 40-minute conversation. Sort of like it was my show prep. During my show prep of all time. Anyway, and it was very interesting, very flattering about what's going on in the United States. And an American citizen who has to live abroad much of the year for his business. And he just loves the United States of America to death. And boy, we had just an impressive conversation. And, you know, I do have to tell you that people around the world and all throughout California, I have had hundreds of phone calls. My head is absolutely packed with so many good comments about what we're doing about New California and the hope that it brings to everybody else. I mean, we've got fans in the Midwest. We've got fans in Tennessee. We got fans in New York. Everybody's pulling for us. And, of course, when the time comes, we'll be pulling for you, too. I know there's places like Illinois. I get these calls from Illinois. And they want to break up the state. Now, of Illinois, well, break it up. I mean, they want to separate, of course. They want to separate. So, and then there's Washington. So this whole thing, this whole fever is out there now. And we're going to, of course, we will succeed here. Now, I said succeed, not secede. Succeed. Don't put words into my mouth. Here in California, we will successfully become New California. And that's a process, and we're just going to have to get on board. Anyway, so other things going on in the world. Donald J. Trump puts it to the mayors, which is kind of interesting. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about, what is going on with people like Tom Steyer. Impeachment. He wants impeachment. Yeah, and that's kind of blowing up in their faces right now. That's something that a lot of people don't understand. Davos. The president landed in Davos, and he's going to be meeting with some people there. Obviously, it's going to be quite the, I guess you would say, it's going to be quite the experience for him to be there. Or actually, it's going to be experience for them to have him there. Yeah. Anyway, so we got that going on. Also, pro-amnesty Lindsey Graham. Today's DACA illegal aliens can be Trump, tomorrow's Trump dreamers. Now, there's another moron for you who just, right, just like they were for George Bush, right? George Bush the Younger, when it came time to vote for Bill Clinton. Remember this? Remember that? I mean, I do. I mean, I was back. I remember the day back in the 1990s when all that was going down. I remember all that stuff. So this is the deal, is that Lindsey Graham has no idea what he's talking about. But, of course, Lindsey Graham, I think, has been had by those people anyway. And so now we've got a Lindsey Graham problem where he's out there saying these sort of things. He wants to expand amnesty for millions of illegal aliens, and that is absolutely the wrong thing to do. Sends a terrible, terrible message. And we've been there, done this. And this is the stuff that I was afraid was going to happen when you just introduced the name DACA, DACA, DACA. Better come up with another plan, Stan. But amnesty is off the hook. Anyway, so that's what's going on with Lindsey Graham. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Says Trump touts citizenship for illegal aliens after DACA recipients hurl insult at White House GOP. Ann Coulter, Lindsey Graham, the uninvited guest. So this is an expansion thing that's going on here with Lindsey Graham. We're going to be talking about that. Donald Trump announces a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. And here's the one that's really going to get into it. This is going to be the second hour, is the sanctuary city business. And, you know, this is right down our alley, and this is what we're right in the middle of. We're right in the middle of the fray going on and nationally with this whole sanctuary city status and all this stuff and all the stuff that's hurt, you know, that we've interjected with New California by the Declaration of Independence and also now our first grievance that we rolled out on Tuesday. That's having very, very big, that's having a lot of impact on a lot of people thinking, wow, you know, we're actually saying things that people want us to say. And anyway, so I did not get a fresh cup of coffee until one was handed to me just now. So guess what? It's warm. And it's not just warm. It's piping. Piping hot. I've got to do it. There it is. That's my first sip of coffee in the morning. Hello. I've been up for a couple hours, and it's like, wait a minute here. Anyway, so this is what is the headline. I'm just going to pull this in. This is coming from Ian Mason. From Breitbart, DOJ ratchets up pressure on sanctuary cities and threatens subpoenas for 23 jurisdictions. Well, I wonder what they're thinking about in California. And Javier Becerra, who's quite the talk internationally as well. Some people are saying he's going to run for president. Can you imagine that? But, you know, where it's interesting, where is Debbie Wasserman Schultz in all this? Where is she? I know, she's from Florida. Javier Becerra is from California. So why do you have that relationship? Because they were both in the House at the same time. And by the way, they both have very suspect computers. And here's the big thing. You know how the Awan brothers who did all that IT work for Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know how they did that? Guess who hired them originally in 2004 to do IT work for the House? Javier Becerra. Okay, now, for some of you, I know this is repetitive to hear this. For some of you, it's kind of like, really? I mean, because it's that epiphany. I say it. This is reinforcement. This is a teaching technique on you. I'm reinforcing the information to you. So you can't. We have to continually connect these dots. You know, we'll get into McCabe of the FBI. We'll get into all these other little things because they are all related. You know, the Mueller investigation. Now, what's going to happen with that is going to be a topic of discussion. We're going to get that into the third hour, I think. Mueller. We're going to say that many, many times and just sort of wish it all away, right? I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. Is it Mueller is going to be wished away and he's going to go away. And the reason is because the rope salesman, the big King Kong of rope sales, Donald J. Trump, the president of the United States. Well, I think that Mueller has just about run out of rope, and I don't think the salesman wants to sell him anymore. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit the website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, you know, you can also go to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Okay, Liz Peek, by the way, I'm gonna throw some things in here. We're gonna go with the we're gonna pull up the landing gear and cruise around the airport a little bit more overhead. Mark Thiessen, Democrat week of defeats can be blamed on Barack. And then Liz Peek has some things to say about this stuff, which is kind of interesting. And I'm going to go with Liz Peek. Now, Liz Peek has been a regular, actually, up until about a year and a half ago on Agenda 21 Radio. She was on here maybe three or four times a month. And now she's kind of made it to the big league. She's in the big league. She's a Fox News contributor, which is wonderful. She's a wonderful lady. She's got her big-time stuff going on with Liz Peek. And we're going to start this video here. I'm taking too much time. But it's about... hang on here a second. She wrote this, and it's called Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer Made a Mistake Shutting Down the Government. It isn't his first, she says. He made an even more egregious error when he convinced every single Democrat to vote against the GOP tax bill, which is gaining in popularity and impact. Oh, God, there you go. You know, just stepping in it. This is me now. Giving Republicans a mighty weapon in upcoming congressional races. Now, I really believe, and I said this yesterday, I've been saying it actually now, what is it? Gosh, this Thursday. I've been saying this all along since the shutdown, showdown came about, that this is going to just destroy the Democratic Party, and it's doing it. It actually is, because people, they just didn't gauge it. I mean, the tax deal. And look what's happening in California, the blow up there that's going on. The state government's going to take your tax deal, corporations. God. Okay, so go ahead and take 50% of the tax benefits that are being derived on Trump's tax deal. How's that going to work out for everybody in the long run? But that's blowing up here big time. It's blowing up across the United States to the Democrats now because the tax bill is starting to kick in. People are going to feel it next month, and then it's going to be a slap in the face. So this is going to be a big, 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 big problem for the Democrats going forward. You can see that. So the congressional 2018, it's here. They just aren't thinking. So Schumer's biggest error, though, is allowing progressives in his party to dominate his playbook. Let's go ahead and keep that going. With Democratic Senators Kamala Harris of California, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, Cory Booker of New Jersey, and heaven help us, Democratic Socialist Bernie Sanders of Vermont, among others, all eager to square off against Trump in 2020. The Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader has his hands full. Look at that list of people. You talk about extremists right there. Kamala Harris. Now, I got to tell you, I'm not necessarily... I think about Kamala Harris because I'm out here. I've seen some of the things she's done. She is a progressive wannabe. And I think... there are people out there that see Kamala Harris as the progressive they want her to be. Does that make sense? She has hesitations about being progressive. That's my point. I really believe that. And she's uncomfortable, I think, sometimes with the progressive mantra. Now, that's just me. That's my observation. I've watched her for quite a number of years now, and she seems to be hesitant about a lot of things. So... I'm not saying there's a glimmer of hope there. No, we know how extreme she is, yes. But I'm saying not like the Elizabeth Warren type or the Cory Booker type or even, you know, heaven help us, the Bernie Sanders type. I don't see her that extreme as them. Now, that's just me. But these people are extreme. There's no question about it. But I'm saying she's not as much. Now, I did give her plaudits when by the way, we're coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Oroville Dam disaster. I do give her plaudits because she actually came out and showed support, which was very, very needed out here, when Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown didn't show up. He made a secret visit, but he never made an official visit out here to the dam to support us out here. Of course not. Why would he do that? It was his responsibility, and he screwed it up, right? Anyway, so It says here Schumer's cannot allow Democrats' most extreme voices on immigration or other policies to run the show. Well, see, listen. You go ahead, Chucky. Go right ahead. Just listen to Bernie Sanders in one ear and Elizabeth Warren in another, right? And to your face, you can get Cory Booker. You can listen with your eyes. Anyway, I say, hey, brother, go right ahead. Help us out. Can you help a brother out? Liz, don't give him any ideas, please. Anyway, Liz Peek's wonderful, actually. They may represent a fired-up wing of the Democratic Party, but they are not in tune with most of the country. So that's why I say, God, just keep it going, Chuck E. Schumer. It says here, if Chuck Schumer had been paying a better attention to voters, he might have noticed that most Americans actually do care about border security in addition to the fate of the so-called Dreamers. The extremist exhibited in the debate over immigration, in which progressives opposed any attempt to beef up border security, pushed Schumer to the untenable position of holding the U.S. government hostage to some 700,000 young people in the country illegally. That was a losing proposition. Yes, absolutely. The number one big topic that's out there playing everywhere is that one. And nobody likes it. We're being overrun by these people, and nobody likes it. Nobody. I get calls from Democrats. We've done this New California thing. And they're just not happy campers. I got another call. By the way, I want to announce, I got another call from the holdout county of counties that of 58, where we finally have made contact. We've got contact with Marin County. I mean, the last two counties to touch base with us, the last two counties, we were at 56 for a long time, of counties in California that had contacted New California to find out what in the heck is really going on. And the last two to contact us was San Francisco County, and right across the way was, of course, Marin County. So I got another call from Marin County. Did you know there are conservatives in Marin County? Did you know that? It's kind of interesting. They say, well, you know, we understand you got a group over there in Sonoma County. They're just a few miles away from us. We can definitely do something with Sonoma County. Okay. So, in other words, they're bailing out of Marin County because they're not really in, it's a little too rural over there in Sonoma County, which is exactly what we want. And it's not quite as rural in Marin County. In fact, the density of population there just doesn't match it. So, as a result, they're not going to be invited to the party. So, Marin County finally speaks up. So, anyway, I get to this extremist thing, and the people over there just have had it with the illegal alien thing and everything like that, according to the conservatives. Now, I haven't talked to many liberals. In fact, zero liberals out of Marin County. Anyway, so more broadly, Democrats' leftward lurch has contributed to the election of Donald Trump and to an unprecedented collapse of Democratic Party office holders. By the way, the collapse was going on as long as Obama was in office, right? How many governors came on board? How many state legislators came on board, except in California, of course? How many came on board? Just tons. So we're dominating in the conservative end of the country, if you say. I mean, all the way through. I mean, you take a look at the state houses and everything else, and we're winning there. So the real lesson for Schumer is wake up, bud. Progressives just aren't going to cut it for you. But let's don't tell them. We'll just talk about it ourselves amongst a few million people, right? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Donald J. Trump met with some mayors about infrastructure and all the things that are going on with infrastructure, and that was yesterday. We're going to cover this right now, and we're going to take our little luck here with a YouTube that I saw earlier this morning, making sure that it all plays right and all the things that are going on so we can get some information on it.
The Department of Justice today has announced a critical legal step to hold accountable sanctuary cities that violate federal law and free criminal aliens back into our communities. We can't have that. Can't have it. It would be very easy to go the other way, but we can't have it. We want a safe country. And it's getting safer all the time. Sanctuary cities are the best friend of gangs and cartels like MS-13. You know that. The result in the death rate around sanctuary cities, in and around, for innocent Americans is unacceptable. Take a look at what happened in San Francisco and Kate Steinle and countless others. My administration is committed to protecting innocent Americans, and the mayors who choose to boycott this event have put the needs of criminal illegal immigrants over law-abiding Americans. But let me tell you, the vast majority of people showed up. Okay? The vast majority. Because the vast majority believe in safety for your city. I want to thank all of you for being here. I'm thrilled to welcome dozens of mayors from across the country to the White House. And I've worked with so many of you, some in the private sector. Who knew I was going to be here? But it happened, right, Kellyanne? My star, Kellyanne. Stand up, Kellyanne. She's more famous than I am. Good. Thanks, Kellyanne. Great. You bring safety, prosperity, and hope to our citizens. My administration will always support local government and listen to leaders who know their communities best. And you know your community best. We believe in local government. We believe in empowering each and every one of you. Together, we are achieving absolutely incredible results. We have created nearly 2.4 million jobs since the election. Nobody thought that was going to be happening. Right? The unemployment rate is at now an 18-year low. African-American unemployment, I'm very proud of this. Remember I used to say, what do you have to lose? And people said, I don't know if that's a nice thing to say. I said, of course it is. For 100 years, the Democratic mayors have done a terrible, I mean, they've done some bad work. I said, what did you have to lose? African-American unemployment is at its lowest rate ever recorded. That's not bad. Unemployment for women is at its lowest rate in 17 years, and that's going to be a very new standard very soon. And Hispanic American unemployment, like African American unemployment, is at the lowest rate ever recorded. That's a long time. And here's the good news. It's getting better. It's going to get better. We've cut more regulations than any administration in history, by far. And we've been really doing the cutting for about 10 months, even though we've been here now for 12. We started a little bit late, although the first day we did some pretty big cutting, I will say. And as you know, just before Christmas, we passed massive tax cuts and reforms so that more businesses will come back to your cities and towns, and working families will finally get the pay raises that they've been waiting for many, many years in some cases. Our tax plan also creates opportunity zones. Some of you are taking advantage of that to encourage investment in distressed communities, create more jobs, and bring Main Street booming back to life. More than 2 million American workers have already received tax cut bonuses from their employers, all because of our incredible tax cut bill. And I must tell you, this has worked far greater, because nobody thought in terms of the companies coming out and paying $1,000 and $2,000 and $2,500 per employee. They have hundreds of thousands of employees in some cases. And the ones that aren't getting it are getting it because they're going, what about us? Now they're at a point. They're saying, what about us? We know that feeling. So it's really turned out. Nobody thought that. As much as we thought, and as much as we had a lot of brilliant minds around the tax bill, nobody really thought in terms of would a company step up. And it started. AT&T started it. And then a couple of others picked it up very quickly. Comcast and some others, they picked it up. And then it became an avalanche. And Kellyanne, we never used to talk about that because it wasn't really in the realm of thinking. And it's turned out to be really an avalanche, and it's been a beautiful thing to watch. People are walking away with $1,000 and $2,000 and much more. We're also working to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure by stimulating a $1 trillion investment, and that'll actually probably end up being about $1.7 trillion. I like that. I can tell we have mayors in the room. That's good. That's good. Only mayors could be that excited. Only the mayors and the workers. It's about jobs, right? Could be that excited. Now, and we'll probably be putting that in a week or two right after the State of the Union address. We'll be talking about it a little bit in the State of the Union. We'll put that in. One of the other things I have to say, Apple, $350 billion investment. And I spoke to Tim Cook, and you probably heard me on the trail. I'll say I will not consider this job complete and great in terms of the economics and the economy unless Apple someday starts building some plants in our country. And what happened is they said $350 billion. And when I first heard it, Tim Cook and I spoke. But when I first heard it, I said, I guess they mean $350 million, because that's a big plant. You know, $350 million, you can build a lot of plant. But they said, no, sir, $350 billion. And much of that comes from overseas. They're going to bring it back because of the tax bill, because we made it possible for them to bring it back. And they're investing a lot of money over and above that. So it's $350 billion and thousands of new jobs. They're going to build an incredible campus. It's going to be something special. But we work with Congress to cut down the approval and permitting process so that it takes no longer than 2 years instead of, on average, 10 to 12 to 17 years to build a simple road.
Okay, I'm going to kind of back off a little bit on here. Give you a little bit of information. I think is in line with what we're talking about. Apple, of course, that's big. That's really, really big. And again, he's speaking to mayors that were invited to come to the White House, and a number of mayors didn't show up. And now this is going to be kind of a bone of contention, because some of those mayors are ones that are in the first part of his presentation. He started talking about, of course, sanctuary cities and state status and so on. And we're looking right now at least 23 apparently are going to be picked up by, well, not picked up, but at least, I don't know, serve warrants or something out there in the nation about sanctuary city status. So this is big. And of course, with mayors, it's kind of like, wait a minute. They're thinking, well, maybe I'll just get rid of that sanctuary state status, you know, and city status. I don't know about the state thing with Jerry Brown, of course. So he puts them on notice with that, but then he starts highlighting some of the things that are happening for the cities that are a direct result of his tax bill, of course, that he signed, and the incentives that's going on, like with Apple Computer. Now, of course, we all want to see, in New California, Apple Computer settle in here. Ha-ha! We're just a few miles away from him. Not too far away. Think about that. Anyway. Stay with us. More to come. We like this winning, winning, winning business. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit that website, agenda21radio.news. Okay, now, on the heels of the people who didn't show up yesterday, and we'll get into those. We're going to get to that, I think, at the end of this block here, but I want to stay on this whole thing about the meeting that they had yesterday. Justice Department continues crackdown on sanctuary cities. So let's do some comparison and contrast. I used to do this with my biology students. I'm doing it with you, my audience. We're going to compare those cities that are sanctuary cities and the crackdown coming, and then contrast it with those mayors who did not show up at Donald J. Trump's meeting at the White House. Now, listen, if I was a mayor and I was invited to the White House, I'd be there like a dart. I don't care if it was, well, maybe not. I know a very personal friend who was offered the opportunity to go to visit with the president. I mean, be there, a gaggle, you know, like a gaggle thing. And they chose not to. That was President Barack Hussein Obama. That was back in 2012. That's a long time ago. And, you know, I respected it. I mean, it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and, of course, that person never had that opportunity again. But, hey, just, I wouldn't have done it either, quite frankly. There's no question about that. I wouldn't have done that one little iota. Anyway, Los Angeles Times reports Justice Department continues crackdown on sanctuary cities. It says, returning to a favorite cause for President Donald J. Trump and Attorney General Jeff Sessions, the Justice Department on Wednesday escalated a struggle with two dozen or so-called sanctuary jurisdictions demanding records proving they are cooperating with immigration enforcement agencies. The department sent letters to 23 cities and counties, including California, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Okay. Sanctuary cities, including California, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Now, does that make much sense? That's a line that they have. Now, think about that. What do they say? Do they mean, and again, the writer of this is Josh Tenfani. You know, when I do these reads, I get a little bit perplexed by some of the, things that go wrong with the pronunciation. So, including California, is that a city? Or a county? No, it's a state. So, okay, let me read this again to you so you get my drift. The department sent letters to 23 states, cities, and counties, including, okay, so there it is, states, including California, Los Angeles, and Chicago, demanding records showing whether law enforcement officers are sharing information with federal agents on the immigration status of people in their custody. So, letters to 23 states, cities, and counties. Okay, so that must mean one state, California, and that's it. I think that's really what they're saying there. If the local jurisdictions don't comply, the department says it will issue subpoenas or possibly cut off certain federal grant funds. A crackdown on sanctuary, I think the, and I'm not sure about this, the way the funding formula works for these people and their grants that they have for law enforcement with these, and a lot of cities and counties, you know, are afloat because of their police forces are afloat because of the situation with grants coming in for them from the federal government. So if they don't come in properly, they're in violation of the grant terms. I think that they are now in that window where they can start shutting down the grants that are the ones that are the most recent budget cycle. So that's kind of what I think is happening here. A crackdown on sanctuary jurisdictions was one of the first measures ordered by Trump a year ago, and Sessions has repeatedly focused on the policies which he says are a hazard to public safety. Absolutely. But little concrete has happened. The administration has faced fierce opposition from many cities and setbacks in the federal courts. Last fall, federal judges in San Francisco and Chicago issued rulings that rein in the administration's attempts to tie the awarding case. But again, this is his comment here, the writer, to rein in these grants and immigration reform. But I think we're now into a different budget cycle. It's a whole new game, Alfie. And that's the problem that these cities and sanctuary areas have. This guy's not necessarily reporting that. In spite of these rulings, the department still insists that the counties and cities have an obligation to notify Immigration and Customs Enforcement when an undocumented person is about to be released from jail. Officials in some of these cities argue that these policies can hurt public safety by making immigrants afraid. That is such a bunch of BS. That is, listen, I've worked with these immigrant people before, and this is a bunch of BS. The people that they're victimizing, these illegals that are coming across like this or getting are the illegals themselves, fellow illegals. They get victimized, and they shut up because why? They're being brutalized, and they're being told, we're going to kill you and your family if you talk. That's what's going on. That's a bunch of, I almost said something wrong on the air. It could have been a whole type of situation. Anyway, in spite of these rulings, the department still insists that cities and counties have an obligation to notify. Well, of course they do. Protecting criminal aliens from federal immigration authorities defies common sense and undermines the rule of law, Sessions said in a statement on Wednesday. We have seen too many examples of the threat to public safety represented by jurisdictions that actively thwart the federal government's immigration. That's just enough is enough, he says. Well, that's exactly the problem, isn't it? So now where do we go from here? Who are these mayors that boycotted? Who are the mayors that boycotted the White House? That's the big question. And, of course, I would have to do the contrast, not comparison and contrast. What mayors? Let's see here. Handful of mayors. What do we have the listing here of the mayors? We don't have a listing here of the mayors. Come on, see New York. De Blasio didn't show up, I guess. About six of the 109 invited skipped the meeting from those big cities like New York and Denver and New Orleans. Those are three. Isn't that amazing? New Orleans did it. You would think that. New York, Denver, Los Angeles, maybe? I don't know. I didn't see that. Los Angeles. Anyway, we're going to find out. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back. So far, we've only been able to identify four mayors of six who didn't show, and mayors, one of them was Mayor Tony Harp of New Haven, Connecticut, wasn't there, Nolens, Denver, and Big Bird, New York. So we're going to have to do some more digging. The article doesn't have it. We'll find it. There's at least six, they say, that didn't show up of the 23 that were invited. And, of course, these people are really puckered up because they say that he was going to use the whole sanctuary state and city and county status situation to put in their face rather than talk about infrastructure, which is what they wanted to hear about. But, you heard what he said in the last segment or two segments ago. I don't think it would dominate the whole meeting. He said it about 3 minutes worth, and the rest of it was all about how things are going to be great for the cities because of his tax break. And, you know, of course, we don't want to talk about the taxes that are going down and people getting more money in their pocket. We don't want to talk about those things. No. We want to talk about sanctuary status for my city and why it justify breaking federal law. That's okay. We want to distract from that. No good news can come out of Donald Trump. That's what they're doing. Anyway, we're going to run for time right now, as they say, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. A lot of things going on, of course, and we're going to come back to you in the next segment. We're going to talk a little bit more, yes, about sanctuary status and what's going on all around the nation about that and why that is such a big deal and why we don't want to give amnesty. No. No amnesty. We've done that before, and how'd that work out for everybody? Anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.